Greetings once again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Al Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. Test flights to Santa Slay remain grounded at this time as North Pole Flight Command investigates a crash that happened just a day ago. Joining us now from the SS Mistletoe is our Eye in the Sky reporter, Alf Crash Murphy, who arrived there just this morning. Crash, how did you get all the way out there to the South Pacific if they've grounded all Slay flights?
Well, Frank, they've grounded all the test flights to Santa Slay, but not all Slay flights. I actually came out here with Santa, who's joined in the investigation, Frank.
Oh, that's unexpected news.
Well, to be honest, I don't think if this happened in November that Santa would be here, Frank, but he's here out of concern for those test pilots and for the reindeer. I'm sure neither one of us will be here very long.
I understand there are witnesses to the crash of the sleigh?
Well, I only know of one, and he's here with me right now to answer some questions.
Okay, go ahead, Crash.
Frank, I'm here with Elf Shelby Fontaine. He works sanitation here on the SS Mistletoe. Shelby, thank you kindly for being here. Can you please tell us what you saw?
Well, let me first say, Crash, I'm your biggest fan. I'm president of the South Pacific chapter of the Elf Crash Murphy Fan Club, and this is just the biggest honor of my life.
Well, Shelby, that's very kind of you to say. I had no idea there even was an Elf Crash Murphy Fan Club.
Oh, yeah, you're huge. There's 27 of us here in the South Pacific that think you're just the bee's knees, Crash.
Well, that's terrific, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now, Shelby, we just need to know what you saw.
This crash happened right in the middle of the day, Crash. Bright as the noonday sun out there, and I saw it all happen. They were flying real fast, you see, and the sleigh just kind of leaned to the right, and the next thing I know, it wobbled a bit and dipped a runner in the water, and soon as it did that, boom, down she went, spraying water and tuna all over the place.
Tuna?
Yeah, there was some high-flying fish, you see. That runner hit the water, and before you know it, there were fish flying everywhere. It was a clean crash. It went down fast, and I don't know how those reindeer and that pilot survived it like they did, because that water shot up in the air like 40 feet. But in a flash, they were in the water, kicking and hollering. They got out of there fast with the boats and stuff and bring them in. Did you know the reindeer get really mad when they're soaked like that?
Wow, Shelby, that's quite a story. I bet you've been talking to a lot of people. What were you doing out here that let you witness that event?
Well, I was making a video. I caught the whole thing on video kind of, you know, accidentally, you know. I thought it was pretty out there with the sun and the water and all, and the sleigh just kind of entered the picture when I was shooting the video.
Well, Shelby, let's see that video. Frank, we'll turn it back to you, and thank you, Elf Shelby, for that eyewitness report.
Thank you, Crash, and indeed our thanks to Elf Shelby for that stunning report. The investigation into the crash of one of the test flights of Santa Slay continues. No word yet from Flight Command on when those test flights will continue. For North Pole Radio News, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.